Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I honestly believe this. This is not spin. I think that this will be the best thing that ever happened to Democratic Party. Because I think healthcare costs are going to escalate unbelievably. It's 2012, 20 out of 100 people over 65. By 2020, it's going to be 26. And you know what the Democrats are going to say? And it's completely justified. We tried. We did something. Go see a 5-4 Supreme Court majority. The public has these guys figured out. Our poll shows half think the whole thing is political. They overturned an election. And just as a professional Democrat, there's nothing better for me than overturn this thing 5-4. And then the Republican Party will own the healthcare system for the foreseeable future. And I really believe that. That is not spin. Don't see Scalia when you want healthcare.
Here's political strategist James Carville, who says it'll end up being a great thing for the Democratic Party if the Supreme Court overturns Obamacare. Please stick around. I'm Doug Steffen with the invitation. Here's part of a conversation I had on the Good Day Show with Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who was, in fact, the last member of Congress to vote on the Affordable Care Act.
You're correct in saying that I was a pivotal vote, and that is that I was the last person standing and holding out for a public option. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, from the time I came into Congress, I've been advocating a single-payer not-for-profit health care bill.
Didn't you do something with him a couple of years ago?
Yes, it was 8 years ago. John Conyers and I introduced a bill, H.R. 676. We actually co-authored it, didn't just, sign on. We co-wrote the bill. And this bill would dramatically change health care in America, so we'd be like every other industrial democracy where people would not only have access to health care, but it would be a not-for-profit system, Medicare for all. And this, I think, regardless of what happens in the Supreme Court, we are headed towards that kind of a system inevitably in America because the insurance companies cannot continue to strip people of their hopes and dreams for decent health care. Insurance companies make money not providing health care, and their profits are being driven up in the interim period before implementation of the Health Care Act. And we have to recognize that a for-profit system has such limitations that it's inevitable people are going to be left out at great cost to themselves and their families.
All of these nuances, the health care bill, may or may not be understood by everybody. I may not understand it, maybe don't like it, yada, yada. But when it comes to things, matters of conscience, you've always been what people would call a maverick. I don't think that's an appropriate title or handle for you. I think what's appropriate is that you think for yourself and have managed to work through the system that doesn't like people who think for themselves and express themselves. And in the case of these wars, I think that's one of the reasons that I signed on earlier with you. It's sickening to see the amount of money that we spend and applying kind of the thinking to the healthcare bill. All right, people say, who's going to pay for it? Well, we have this budget. We're spending more money than we've got. We waste hundreds of billions of dollars over the Defense Department. Saw the GAO.
You're absolutely right.
The GAO suggestion that if we spent $460 billion and eliminated waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Defense Department, you'd get exactly the same thing you have now.
Right.
And who's yelling about that but you?
Well, I will tell you that you put your finger on what I think is the central problem of our time. And that is the willingness of our government to pile on endless amounts of money for war.
Yeah.
And we right now have a condition where 69% of the American people in a poll that was announced today opposed the war in Afghanistan. We will have spent in Iraq over $5 trillion by the time all the bills come in.
Up next, more on Obamacare before the Supreme Court in the next few moments of the countdown.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. And my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness. And Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We all know this is hot stuff this week. Supreme Court hearing various arguments for 3 days on whether or not the Affordable Care Act or parts of it are constitutional. Here's the Talkos Matt Patrick with Lou Dobbs. They talk about the battle over Obamacare and what Dobbs thinks the court will decide about the mandates in this law.
They spent an hour and a half, the Supreme Court did, kind of going back and forth on this wacky tax law from 1867, deciding whether or not the individual mandate was indeed a tax, maybe it's a penalty. It's the Supreme Court, I get it, but 90 minutes back and forth on this, and basically what they said was, I guess it's both, right?
Well, I'm not sure what the conclusion was. I'm like you in that, Matt. I do know this, that now that we all know that there's something called the Anti-Injunction Act, and they, as you said, spent all of this time on it, common sense tells all of us, and I said this to the lawyers, the legal analysts, and the attorneys general I was talking with yesterday, why in the world would they have this hearing? Because they had 2 days of hearings already scheduled after it, which suggests to you kind of that they are intent on deciding this case. So right. What was all this falter all about? It's just silly. They're going to decide this case. We get that, and we didn't need that little preamble.
No, I didn't think so. And 90 minutes of it, and basically what it looks like is though they wanted to make sure that they crossed all the T's, dotted right. all the I's, and let the government know that they expected the government to kind of argue this case, looking at the individual mandate as a penalty and a tax. That's what I got from it. But here we are. Now we're going to get to the meat and potatoes of this whole thing, and we're going to find out whether or not the individual mandate is unconstitutional. And I think there's a lot of us, Lou, I know you and I have talked about this on your show and my show an awful lot. This is not a slam dunk here.
Not at all. Even though the national liberal media is trying to make every story makes it sound like there's just no other way these conservative justices could go but to agree with the liberal justices. This is, in fact, this individual mandate. If this stands, this will take us into a new era in the role and the expansion of that role of our federal government. This is the crux of the issue. How big will our government be? How big will be its impact on our daily lives? And are there any limits? And if the answer becomes, when we get the results in June, if it is that this is upheld, there are no limits to the power of the federal government.
Here's radio man Greg Knapp with Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. They talk about the 19th century law that's become a major part of the arguments in the Supreme Court hearings this week.
I thought it was very interesting, this old act from 1867 about taxes, and it put him in a weird position where Obama's Solicitor General was arguing yesterday that it isn't a tax, and today he's going to argue it is a tax. Can you explain that?
Yeah, it was the Tax Anti-Injunction Act, and it's, as you mentioned, an act from the 19th century that was designed by Congress to stop litigation from impeding revenue to the federal government. So basically the act said you can't just have people throwing lawsuits at the federal government and stopping the collection of taxes because they feared that this would result in, you know, significantly impeding revenue. And so they said, well, in a tax case where you're trying to challenge the legitimacy of a tax, you have to go ahead and pay the taxes anyway and then bring your suit after the fact. And if that applies to Obamacare, that means we'd have to wait a few more years until somebody refuses to purchase health insurance and then pays the tax penalty. And so Don Verrilli, the Solicitor General for the Obama administration, was saying, yeah, this is a tax under the meaning of the Anti-Injunction Act, the Tax Anti-Injunction Act, it's not a tax because both the Solicitor General and the challenger to Obamacare say, no, that act doesn't apply here. But then today he's probably going to argue at some point that Obamacare is a tax for the purposes of whether Congress has the power to do this. And there was one justice, I think it was Alito, I can't remember who, asked him, so are you really telling us that today that it's not a tax and tomorrow it is a tax? So that was what they were getting.
Yeah, and Alito said, has that ever been done before in our court? And he said, no, not that I can remember.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, we need an act like that for drilling oil. That the environmentalists can't sue
sure.
for environmental problems until they've drilled for oil and there is an environmental problem.
Bingo.
That might speed up the gas for us a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so that's kind of crazy. And I want you to comment on these. This is former acting Solicitor General Neil Katyal. And it's interesting the kind of ideas he has on why he thinks Obamacare should not be overturned by the Supreme Court. Listen to this.
The challengers are saying that this law is unconstitutional, which means even if 95% of Americans want this law, they can't have it. And that's a really profound thing for an unelected court to say.
Okay, two things. First of all, it's not popular. It's actually unpopular. Yeah. But secondly, even if it was, what in the world does that have to do with whether it's constitutional?
Bingo. Now, Neil Katyal, the guy you just were quoting there, were playing, he's a former classmate of mine at Yale Law School.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a very liberal guy, and he does his best to come up with arguments, but he did a very poor job there because he would know, as you have just pointed out, the fact that something is popular does not make it constitutional. It may have been popular in some southern states to violate the rights of African Americans among voters, you know, the majority of voters in those states, but that did not make it free it from the fact that it was unconstitutional to violate the 14th Amendment that way. So the Constitution is designed to prevent things that are popular. If we wouldn't need a constitution, put it this way, we wouldn't need a constitution if we could just say, well, popular things will pass and are therefore constitutional, because the Constitution is designed to stop Congress from doing things that it really, really wants to do, but doesn't have the power to do because the Constitution denies it that power.
Stick around, because next up on the countdown, we move to the campaign trail.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, all of the coverage, interviews with the candidates. Here's talk host Elvis Polo with a focus on a recent interview that Rick Santorum gave, where Santorum blames the media for taking his comments out of context, even though that doesn't seem to be the case.
Over the weekend, Rick Santorum won the Louisiana primary. No big shock there. Also over the weekend, he was on with Neil Cavuto, talking about this Etch-a-Sketch comment that he made, referring to Mitt Romney. Santorum basically saying, wait a minute, everybody in the media is taking me out of context. Here's Rick and Neil.
A lot of folks say you committed political suicide.
Oh, this is just laughable. I'm out here running, sacrificing my time and my energy and my family, committed myself and traveled around this country saying that for the highest priority of this country is defeat Barack Obama. And what I was saying there is that if we don't have a choice, then the American public may decide to keep Barack Obama. That's all I've said. I've said it every speech since the hatchet job of all time. I've said repeatedly that the number one priority is beating Barack Obama. I'd support anybody. And they said, would you support Ron Paul? Of course I'd support. I'd support anybody on the Republican ticket. And I said it throughout the course of this campaign. This is a Romney and a Gingrich campaign that it cannot focus on the issue. And the issues are that they are uniquely disqualified from taking on President Obama on the biggest issues of the day. It's the point I will continue to make.
You can see why they're confused, right, Senator?
No, but hear back what you said, Senator.
If you're going to be a little different, we might as well stay with what we have instead of taking a risk with what may be an Etch-a-Sketch count in the future. Those are your words, Senator.
I said we, meaning we, the people, might, not me. Are you kidding me? What do you think I'm doing this for? Do you think because I like Barack Obama? It's so absurd, it's not even worth printing, but you folks are all wound up because, well, you know, of a we, meaning a general we, as in the people,
well,
as opposed to being
Senator,
me.
I'm not wound up. I'm talking about some conservative supporters of yours who were and are. I'm talking about one of the pundits on air saying, faced with the reality, the chances of collapse, the sweater vest is unraveled.
Oh,
Kevin Glass, the managing editor of Town Hall, did everyone take stupid pills this week? How could he have not seen this coming? Are they just watching a different speech?
Well, they're just, they are.
Senator, then are you saying that people, the conservative members of the party, would sooner stay home than vote for Mitt Romney or vote for Barack Obama instead?
I'm saying try to win the election.
But you're not saying that you, Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney were the nominee. You're not saying that you wouldn't vote for him in that event.
Go back and look at every statement I've made.
Talk host Jay Weber here with next week's primaries in the focus and how maybe it'll be the end of the road for Rick Santorum.
I said this yesterday because I do feel it, and I want to know if you sense it or feel it, too. I really do believe that we have entered into the endgame of the GOP nomination now, and we in Wisconsin, this coming Tuesday, have the ability to either play kingmaker or extend this race further. I'm starting to believe that Mitt Romney will indeed get the 1,144 delegate votes that he needs to secure this nomination in June. Maybe just, but I think he'll get them because Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum's campaigns are simply drying up and falling away. You know, Gingrich says he wants to stay in this race to deny Mitt Romney delegates, but he really hasn't thus far. Polling at 7% in every state is not going to get you a bunch of delegates. And now Rick Santorum's campaign seems to be falling under its own weight. And this is despite Santorum's best efforts. I give him credit. He's going to run around Wisconsin. He has been running around Wisconsin like crazy, and he's going to continue to run around Wisconsin like a crazy man this week because he so needs a Wisconsin win. He needs a Wisconsin win in order to change this narrative and change his fortunes. And despite the conventional wisdom that, well, he has at least until April 23rd when the Pennsylvania primary takes place. That's his home state. And then if he can't win his home state, well, this is really over. Well, I don't even know if it lasts that long. He really needs Wisconsin in order to change this narrative that he can't win. He can't really steal any states away from Romney. All he can do is maybe win some of the more conservative states. And yet he is likely to fall short in Wisconsin. And when he does, I think there's going to be increased pressure even on him to get out of this race and clear the way for Romney this early.
You want to talk about Santorum being gone? Well, we'll take some calls on that at 800-510-8255. Let's get at it here on the Talk Radio Review.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1,000,000, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
You know how to tell if a man is serious about the work he does with his hands? Look at his feet. If he stands in a pair of Red Wing boots, that means he stands for something. He cares about the work he does and the crew he works with. He works with his brains as much as his brawn. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Major Frank Cohey, Jr., 2nd Infantry Division, 8th Army.
One of the bad things, we were sort of up in the mountains. Korea's pretty mountainous. And, of course, you know it gets colder. This was probably 40 degrees below zero weather. And the ice roads were icy. I was driving a 2.5-ton truck. It got so bad, I was slipping and sliding and getting fired at, too, from the side. I don't think that was the Chinese yet. I think that was some of the North Koreans. But in any case, I had to get out by myself. And if you've never put chains on a 2.5-ton truck and 40 degrees below zero weather, you haven't had any fun.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The experiment continues. That is the conversation, experimenting with your thoughts and ideas. A great goal every day we have to stimulate you with discussions of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, summarizing pretty much between the efforts of those at DougStephan.com and Talkers.com, figuring out what it is that turns you on conversationally, usually political talk radio, the hot hits. And our focus on the healthcare debate, once again, front and center. There are contingency plans, Supreme Court examining how much of the 2010 healthcare law might survive if the justices strike down the requirement that Americans buy insurance. What do you think of the statement made earlier that if the Supreme Court does do that, it'll be great for the Democrats? Is that true? Are there more people who want to see this thing as it exists? Some of the polls I've seen are lopsided against. Others are fairly close because there are lots of buy-ins here. The tightening of the rules really is, there are a lot of good things actually in this bill. It's too bad they were, it's been really politicized and a lot of people don't understand because they just so don't like Obama, and that's understandable, but finding the good, it's, what is it, the old expression, throw the baby out with the bathwater? Let's find out what you're thinking about where we are right now. There have been a lot of people who have talked about car insurance. I know we did that on this program yesterday. Harry in Michigan doesn't understand that whole comparison.
You know, I'm getting quite confused about this health care. I have to buy car insurance. I need automobile insurance. And I understand the reason for that is because the uninsured accident could destroy my family. I don't see the difference in health insurance. You know, if you're sick.
If you're sick, you need to have insurance. Okay, got it. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's Monica in Florida with some thoughts on the Supreme Court work.
The whole thing here behind the, I can understand the Republicans' fight behind this, and some Democrats, is the mandate. It's telling somebody they have to do this. And if you don't do this, there's a penalty. And you're going to run into all kind of problems with this, with people proving that I was dirt poor, so there was no way for me to get this insurance. It's just going to be a whole bunch of confusion, even with the taxes. And so for them to say they're trying to determine whether it's a tax or not, if it's not clear, the Supreme Court has a right to step in on this matter. I think it's leading to bigger government. And I'm an African-American independent. I know a lot of people are upset. She's saying this, but I do agree with the Republicans that this is leading to bigger government. You open the door to this, you're going to open it to other things.
All right, so what do you say about that? The government is going to get bigger. It already has 25% of the gross domestic product is basically money being spent by the government. Same amount of control Goldman Sachs has over the economy. Not interesting that the two numbers are the same. What do you suppose that means? 800-510-8255. Skeptical questions for an administration lawyer from four of the Supreme Court justices suggest that a 5-4 decision to strike down the act may be a real possibility. Ben in California, what do you have to say?
You really need to be really, really informed on what's going on with it before you can even come up with a conclusion. A lot of people are demoralized, and it's a part of a destabilization. And all these people calling in talking about auto insurance, look, auto insurance is not the doctor who's going to cut you open and help you. When it comes to medical, there's a big, big difference between mandates on, like, me having to register or me having to buy auto insurance. This is a little step to a big step. Like when Lenin was pushing his Marxist ideas, he took 25 years to demoralize Russia before he can even destabilize them. It's a long, slow process. But this little thing can jump to where government can end up telling you whatever you want to do. And us as Americans, we're not used to it. It's like we're not used to seeing military in our streets with guns like it is in other countries. We're used to seeing cops. We're not used to being able to tell us exactly what we need. But it's common sense to have auto insurance, and it has nothing to do with being told that you need to buy health insurance.
All right. The Supreme Court hearing their second day of arguments over the constitutionality of President Obama's health care law. Interesting, it's referred to again as President Obama's. Well, he was the one who pushed it, right? So if you're a supporter of Obama and you're a supporter of health care, what do you think of the proceedings so far? And if you're on the other side, what do you think of the coverage of the protesters? Some of them are being presented as kind of kooky. Well, they're all kind of, no, I shouldn't say all, but many of them. I saw them the other day when I was there. It's kind of a kooky group of people on both sides. Excuse me. According to court observers, the justices seem skeptical of the law's requirement that uninsured people purchase insurance. The law could be in trouble if the Supreme Court decides Congress does not have the power to force you to buy a product they otherwise wouldn't have purchased. The court's expected to hand down a ruling before June recess. Prior to the start of the hearing yesterday, people were lining up outside the courthouse for a chance to hear the arguments. One woman, 56-year-old Atlanta mother named Katie McClure, had been sitting in line since last Friday. 60 tickets made available to the gathering public free of charge. Why should it be at an expense of public hearing? That's what drives me nuts, and you too, about the way government is run. There's more fees and fines and taxes. I told a story on the air yesterday of driving a van loaded with furniture across the country, towing a small car on a dolly, and it didn't cost a nickel. In terms of using the roadways, till they get to Washington, D.C. And once I got to Washington, taking the roadways that were built by your tax dollars and my tax dollars from Washington up to suburban Boston, the toll on this pickup truck with a box on it and a small car towing behind, which had four axles, was $294. Because it was treated as if it were a four-axle truck, not two cars together. It's another example of the woefully overtaxed, overburdened system that's basically out of control. And a lot of people think that this healthcare debate is about the government being out of control. There are so many examples. I wouldn't mind if we deliberated and discussed that. Why in the public forum isn't there discussion of this among those who are running for the presidency? Sure, they'll take a lot of shots at Obamacare, but do people really understand what the whole, this is all about government and how big and outrageous it is? Not just about health care. 800-510-8255. John in Illinois thinks there are a lot of politicians who are against this law.
Everyone knows there's a lot of hypocrisy involved, but I wanted to point out to the viewers exactly how much is involved here. You talked about the history of this bill. In 1992, when Clinton first tried to do his health reform, the Republicans' response to that, which is where this started, was when he wanted to force employers to cover everybody, their response was an individual mandate. They said, no, individuals need to be responsible. There's no free ride. This was about free markets. You have to go out. You have to buy your own insurance. The people behind that, some of those are the same Republicans who are prepared to support arguments to the Supreme Court that this is unconstitutional.
Is it? 800-510-8255. Certainly there's a lot of action here, a lot of money to be made in this, too, and that's why I pointed out when talking to somebody the other day about this when I was there on the scene across the street from all this activity. We've gotten ourselves into a box, kind of, really. The advocates on both sides have painted themselves into a box. You agree? 800-510-8255. Coming up after we have some more of your calls, a further discussion of what's going on in Iran with the latest developments and maybe a few thoughts from you if you want to queue up for that. 800-510-8255. It's 17 before the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
How are you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about window shopping. All too often, we go out into the streets, we go into the shopping centers, and they have these beautiful displays in the window. And there's an old expression that we all know of, and it's called window shopping. We walk past, we gawk, and we say to ourselves, I wish I could afford it. I wish this was us. I wish I would have the ability and the looks of that mannequin so that I can look as chic and wonderful as that window. And then we walk away and we feel somewhat depressed. That should not happen. Window shopping is a good thing. Window shopping tells us this is who we want to be, especially if we stop at that window. So when we stop at that window and we say this is who we want to be, the next step is, how do I get there? Go into the store, go shopping, enjoy the change. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Looking for top TV brands? Here's what makes you clap your hands. Samsung, Sony, Sharp, LG, and so much more, so stomp your feet.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit Sears.com/hoops and get a Sony 46-inch 1080p TV for only $699.99.
Brand new models, come and see with the price match guarantee.
See store for Sears Price Match Plus policy. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Go Alaska and Hawaii!
Doug Steffen here, continuing with your calls. The focus on the hearings in Washington, the Supreme Court's conservative justices appear deeply skeptical that the key component of the sweeping health care law is constitutional, which would endanger the most ambitious domestic program introduced. I was thinking about what one of the callers said when the Clinton administration, we forget about Hillary Clinton and that whole health care thing. Remember when Bill Clinton first took office? We forgot about it. It was a lot of the same stuff, but didn't get anywhere. Laura in Florida works for an insurance company.
I work with insurance every day and with people with insurances needing authorizations, and it breaks my heart because 2 years ago, my premiums doubled. This year, I don't know how much they went up, but because of my employer, they ate the cost. And it's getting so phenomenal that the out-of-pocket expenses go from $10,000 to $350,000 a year. And people can't afford that. Even if they have insurance, it doesn't help them as much as it should. Because of this law, it's already affected everybody. And, you know, between the premiums and the insurance companies running away with, you know, the cost and out-of-pocket expenses double and triple, and you know, people can't afford that. And then they have discount plans where it only covers $200 a day for a hospital visit. And the rest is patient responsibility, you know, and it's horrible.
You know, it really is. See, we haven't addressed the problem the right way. One of the big problems is the overreach of the hospitals and how expensive it is. People say, well, that's because so many people abuse the system. Well, okay, so fix that. Don't ask me to pay for something that I have no control over. That's your job. 800-510-8255. You agree or disagree? Frank in California, help yourself.
You know what? As a society, we just have to begin to think about whether or not it's appropriate to make a profit off of getting sick people well. And really, that's what it gets down to. I mean, the longer, and also, you know what? I used to think this was a pretty clear-cut issue, that it was going to be declared unconstitutional. The longer I study it, the less sure I am. I think that actually the Congress does have that broad authority. I think they really do. And I think, but I really do think that the Commerce Clause is going to allow Congress to do this. And I didn't think so before, but I think so now.
I think I wouldn't hold my breath on that, sir, but thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. Here's Bob in Texas, not so sure.
What I found interesting was this whole issue of standing, whether the court has the right or the ability to even hear this case. And Justice Kagan brought up a scenario where someone, a poor person who's required by the legislation to have insurance, but is excluded by the same later on in the same legislation to excluded from the penalty, would that person have standing? And it kind of sent the attorney into a tailspin where, you know, it's who's the plaintiff in this case? Who's been penalized? Who's been injured at this point? Okay. Until someone is actually, you know, assessed the tax, you know, or doesn't pay it or pays it, and you know, is against who's injured.
It's interesting. I'm reading the USA Today storyline, overviewing what some of the arguments are in the individual conversations back and forth between justices. Probably check that out if you see USA Today. This is the good day. Well, this is not. This is the talk radio countdown way of understanding what's going on. in the world of News Talk Radio. 51 past the hour, Iran next.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And as promised, we get back to this is a more enduring debate and discussion, and that is what to do about the Iranians and their continuing flaunting of what the rest of the world community seems to see as a problem, flaunting their development of their nuclear capability and whether or not Israel will attack them, et cetera, et cetera. Here's host Jim Scott with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about the possibility Israel is bluffing about attacking Iran.
Do I have it right, Colonel? You saw an editorial in the Enquirer maybe on Sunday, and they indicated that they thought Israel was bluffing as far as attacking Iran. What's your take?
That's correct. Well, I think Israel is not bluffing, and the window of opportunity for striking Iran's nuclear facility, which is buried back in the mountains of the holy city of Qom, there's a window of opportunity that's shrinking, and the Israelis are definitely not going to back off, and they aren't bluffing. But what happened, apparently once a year, I was involved in one of these things several years back. It's called Internal Look, and so it's classified the Pentagon war game exercise that tends to assess America's ability to respond to an Israeli attack on Iran. And that revealed, Jim, that the U.S. would be drawn into a regional war in the Middle East.
How might that happen?
Well, there's actually a scenario that says that Iranian missiles may have accidentally struck a Navy warship in the Persian Gulf, killing about 200 Americans. And of course, that would be an act of war. Mm-hmm. And officials who are familiar with the exercise, the United States then retaliated by launching its own strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities.
Now, but that's not Israel attacking Iran. That's the United States being struck by Iran and then striking back.
That's right. But the Israelis, if they take off and do it on their own, we could be drawn into that conflict simply by our partnership with that country.
The whole area is pretty dangerous, isn't it?
It certainly is, and having been in that area, you never know what's going to happen. The Israelis are ready, they're cocked and ready to take on Iran. Should they see that window of opportunity shrinking, and they feel the Iranians have a capability of having a nuclear warhead, which missiles are aimed their way.
More talk of war. Long-stalled talks between Iran and various world powers being revived later this month at a place yet to be determined. There is a lot of action on all sides. Apparently, again, the talk does something, whether it's good or bad in the long run, remains to be seen. So what do you think of all of this talk, Sarah in Arizona, and the way President Obama is handling the situation?
I think that you have to come to a point. You have to take steps in that direction. You can't just immediately go to, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We're going to have to do something. Like, what is that? I mean, we want to first off try to create peace among other nations. We want to create a bridges. We don't want to create, you know, a wall. We don't want to make it to where nobody talks to each other.
There have been attempts to ramp up Iran's sanctions, but the U.S. Senate says no to that, at least at this point. Iran has been a quasi-theocracy since the ouster of the Shah of Iran back in 1979, engineered mostly by the United States, i.e. Jimmy Carter, wanted to get rid of him. And look at what we got after that. What the world got, what the Iranians got after that. Here's Ken in Maryland. Again, the president doing the right thing when it comes to how he handled the problem with Iran.
This president missed a great opportunity in June of 2009 when you had 3 million people on the streets of Tehran and other cities in Iran begging the United States to do something to support the pro-freedom movement. I believe that President Obama and people like Chris Van Hollen and Nancy Pelosi are taking us directly through their appeasement policies to a war we do not need and that we can actually avoid. He is not taking all of the measures, as he says he is, that we could use all of our power to prevent a war. The most important thing that we should be doing is to be helping the pro-freedom movement inside Iran.
All right, Rick in Florida, finish this off, will you?
We got to use the diplomatic sources and try to, you know, we've been through so many wars in the last 20 years that the diplomatic source needs to be exploited to its most, until it's exhausted. And if Israel goes in and does a preemptive strike and doesn't do it all, they're moving all their underground facilities. We're talking about, I hate to be a doom and gloom kind of guy, but I mean, we're talking about the idea of maybe possibly Armageddon.
Right.
And I really don't want to go there.
No, who does?
I'd like to get past the year 2012.
Thank you, sir. Another great hour of conversation coming to a close.